Hello, everyone. Figured I would do one of these before we go live for our election coverage. Since there's only a handful of you that are on our Patreon, I figured I would go ahead and tell you who I voted for. This is Jordan, by the way, obviously. I voted for Trump, which is hilarious. For me, it's for a number of different reasons. Like, first and foremost, why I was a humongous Tulsi Gabbard supporter was because I'm against, unequivocally against, foreign intervention. I'm not interested in it, and so far, Trump has not invaded any countries. Simultaneously, he's not bombed innocent people, and it's amazing to watch the Democratic Party and the liberals at large try to condemn things that he's done that are monumental. You know, like crossing the DMZ and meeting with Kim Jong-un. They're trying to say, oh, well, you're friendly with dictators. And it's like, yeah, well, these dictators aren't going anywhere. So isn't it best that we have some sort of friendly relationship with them opposed to, escalating something into a hot war? It seems pretty fucking obvious to me. The second part is coronavirus. I want to be as safe as anybody. I wear a mask. I'm compliant. Fortunately for me, I'm not somebody who really was interested in going to bars in the first place. So my social life hasn't really suffered in many ways because of it. But I am deeply concerned about the upcoming or inevitable economic collapse that is coming. And if we stay locked down like this, we cannot do it anymore. And so him getting COVID, like, we can't really wait for a vaccine at this point. And I feel like the conversation about a vaccine has gone dark. So for Trump to get it, promote a drug that he used under the Compassionate Care Act and recover to the point to where he literally did 5 rallies yesterday. I mean, in different states, it's insane. So the dude's obese, he's in his mid 70s. He's a fucking mess, and he survived. So I don't know what we're doing anymore with coronavirus. And so, like, his messaging about how we need to fucking open up and just get moving is, I think, the accurate one, because I think that a lot of people who are mollycoddling and morally preening about coronavirus are the ones that have the privilege or the luxury of still financially being solvent while being able to isolate themselves from the world, or you know what I mean. So that's number two. Number three is critical race theory. I think that this is a serious fucking problem. I think that we have now instilled a social managerial class that is attempting to do it through legal means, which should terrify everybody. And let's be fucking real. Identity politics is COINTELPRO. It's either a corporate scam, like a corporate, not a scam, but a like corporate maneuver, or it's the CIA trying to divide Americans by race or just other stupid immutable characteristics so we don't focus on class. It's so fucking obvious to me. So for him to shut that down legally was a huge win for me. Lastly, and this is probably the most important one, is it's been an absolute fucking disruption in our programming. Like, because the guy is completely unhinged and insane and a narcissist, it has really shown the vulnerabilities in our society and also shown how unhinged our elected leaders are, especially the ones that have been there for fucking ever. So to me, to keep this disruption going is actually a pathway through which I think the progressive change can happen. Because you cannot tell me, take things that Trump has done. It's been prison reform. He's not invaded any other countries. Obamacare with the individual mandate and without a public option is completely unconstitutional. And again, only fucks over poor people. So I support that being repealed. I wish there was some sort of plan the GOP had. I'm not very optimistic that it'll be anything less than atrocious. But at the same time, the conversation about Obamacare needs to happen. And I think that in the second debate in particular, he really was able to drive it home. So to me, I'm not voting for, or I didn't vote for Trump because I'm a conservative now. I voted for Trump because I think it actually, even though it's a fucking headache, and I know he's exhausting to a lot of people, I find him pretty massively entertaining. But I know that he's a headache, and it's hard for people to deal with him. The disruption will, I think, truly pave a pathway for progressive change. And if I'm wrong on all these accounts, and he wins, and he becomes some massive tyrant dictator, I'll eat my words. I won't say this publicly on the podcast, because I'd rather not have us be pigeonholed as anything. And also, too, it's like Trump is such a polarizing figure to America and to the media zeitgeist that even just the idea that you voted for him as a protest vote, which is what it was for me, means that you're part of the worst society of humans. So anyway, I'm going to keep this really short, so hopefully you guys can listen to it before we start. But if not, we'll see you in about an hour.